3. How's your makeup this morning, Jennifer? Is it okay?
Perfect, Doug.
Richie, you have your makeup on?
All powdered up and ready to
Very
go.
Very good. All right. You maybe need a little Lumitone there.
Yeah, tons. I'm caking that stuff on this morning.
Right. Put that on. The Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden here at your service and on your side, urging you to buy American. If you're trying to buy American to shore up the economy, there are ways you can tell by looking at the barcode on a product. You'll figure out where it's made. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Only because I sent you the email.
I know
you did. Yeah. Thank you for bringing this up, actually, because I'm a little confused as to how it works. So, Doug, explain it, and then, Jennifer, I have a question.
Jennifer can re-explain it after I explain it.
Yes.
All right, so if
are you
look
gonna
at...
Say, did you Snopes this? Is that what you're going to say?
No.
Yeah.
No,
Richie and his Snopes.
Because the answer is yes.
You know what you can do with your Snopes? I'll tell you what you can do
No,
with
I just
Snopes.
Didn't know how where to find the different... But you have to explain the story so that everybody will understand. But which numbers to look for the code.
All right. If you look at a product, and I'm trying to find something here that would be applicable. Okay, hold on just a second.
Everything that you buy in a grocery store has a code. I'm looking at my box of Puffs.
Well, does it have to be in the grocery store?
There's nothing that doesn't have a code. I mean,
yeah.
Right.
Plus lotion that I have sitting on my desk in a fantastic purple box.
All right, so here's something that is sort of creative. I have a duster, a can of duster. Let's see if I can.
Like Pledge?
No, it's air, compressed air.
Right.
Oh, compressed air. I love that.
It cleans
stuff.
Off
yeah.
The computer and stuff. Okay.
Right.
So it has a barcode on it.
Mm-hmm.
My challenge would be to see if I can read it. Manufactured, let's see here, USSCO. It has, if it's made in America, it would have a 0209 code on it.
Yeah, you read the story so that everybody understands what you're doing.
All right. So what I'm doing is trying to figure out if you have, you look under the barcode, you can read the numbers under the barcode on a product to know where it's made. If you see 690 to 692, means it's made in China. If you see 00 to 09, it's made here in our country or in Canada.
Okay.
30 to 37 means it came from France.
That's 40, where mine came from.
40 to 44 made in Germany.
But I'm, okay, now.
What?
Which numbers? I mean, I'm looking at my bar, at the numbers underneath my barcode, and I see 52,000 space. 33,876.
It's the 52,000 you made in China.
Okay, it's 52,000. So that's what I'm looking for. Is that 5-2?
Right, and it's in bold.
But it isn't. It says 690-692 on the information sheet.
Oh, then where's 50 something or other?
What's 52?
50
then?
Is the UK.
There you go.
That's where my Gatorade was made. Okay, now what is?
I don't see.
What is 73? See, my first one says 73852. The first set of numbers.
73852? Don't know. That's where I'm looking at. This can doesn't have that either, Jennifer. It says made in the USA on it, but it doesn't have a 00 to 09 number on it.
Hmm.
So I wonder how reliable
maybe the air is from somewhere else.
Let's see if I can find it. Barcodes are on everything now.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, and I don't know how they qualify. I just know that my Kleenex is from France.
Well, and it makes sense. I mean, Doug, you and I know, if you look at the VIN number, the serial number on a car, every number tells you
something.
It tells you the day it was built. It tells you where it was built.
They're all coded.
It tells you what color it is. It tells you what motor's in it.
Yep.
It tells you what model it is. So,
what are you talking about?
Okay.
Model. Motor.
Because I'm trying to remember everything as I talk.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, so it makes sense that these would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at this. and I just couldn't figure out which numbers I was supposed to be looking at in the scan number.
The law requires that it say on it where it's made in addition to the code. So if it's made in China, it says made in China on it. If it's made in the USA, it says made in USA, et cetera, et cetera. Remember the thing about the Japanese, how they try to get around it? They changed the name of a city in Japan to Yuza, USA.
To Detroit.
And they said, no, they just, it was made in Yuza, but it was made in Yuza, Japan. USA.
USA.
So people look at it quickly, oh, yeah, it's made in USA. It wasn't made in Yuza,
and
Japan.
And they were a Walmart supplier.
Yeah. All right. We love those guys. All right, so let me just, I kind of want to go one step further in terms of things that are made and things that we are using every day as a part of our lives. I started in the last hour talking, and if you weren't around, it's okay because I didn't finish the conversation anyway. So it's sort of like I can start from scratch.
They're used to it by now.
As, yeah, people are used to it. As the iPhone becomes more popular, and it's now it'd be more of a focus for me because I have an iPad. So it'll be something that we talk about and chuckle about as I work my way through trying to figure out how the thing is used. And everybody from my guys in New York at the office there to Richie to Bob, all these people who have been chortling since it was made public that I was going to have an iPad. Oh, yeah, you'll love it. And Jeff was showing me how to use it. He's got one. And the fellow that I visited from the other network yesterday has one. And it's like on everybody's desk now. It's everybody has one of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you dig a little more deeply into the success of Apple, one of the really great American companies now that still manufactures and sells American-made products, the success, isn't the guts of it all, the design is American. I thought that they were put together.
Design is American. They're assembled in America, but
the parts are from Japan, China,
wherever,
Asian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff, by the way, is being made in Brazil now, too, you know. Brazil is an up-and-coming real powerhouse. So what do you see in the next 10 years what goes on there? At any rate, Apple's smartphone, the first quarter of the year 2011, set all kinds of records for this kind of a product. Now, there is a rumor that September will bring the arrival of the iPhone 5, and it'll be faster, it'll process things, it'll just do great things. The iPad, so far, this year, has sold 4.7 million units. My God. And what is it, Thomas, I pay for this? $600?
$499 is $499. A low model.
Well, no, you but pay $600 because you get the 3G. Yeah.
Right, I got 3G and Wi-Fi.
Yes.
So it's $599, I think, right?
Yes, $599.
Okay. So can you imagine the numbers that we're talking about here and how the Apple stock is doing? The supply problem that they're having at the moment, I found out yesterday, is because some of what goes into these things comes from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're challenged, the earthquake has screwed everything up over there. Electronics components are really now, and that's why Brazil's coming into the focus, because Brazil can make some of these things and apparently is aggressively trying to make a lot of the things that used to be made of this type in Japan. So I'm just curious, if you want to take a shot at this, it sort of tells you how big Apple is, the iPhone, the iPad, smartphones, et cetera, et cetera. So take a stab, if you'd like, by calling 800-510-8255 as to how many Apple iPhones have been sold so far this year. All right, I will tell you it's in the millions, and you can go from there. What is the correct number of Apple iPhones that have been sold this year? And if you have one, let's talk about how you like it. And if you don't have one, do you have something similar made by somebody else? And how do you like that? 800-510-8255. Apple and the iPhone, a phenomenal success story, this company, this product. How many of them have been sold this year alone? And with that, I would like you to focus on our country and imagining what our world would be like without certain things. So there's an exercise here. Think about a world without something, and you fill in the blank. Something from your life.
Email.
That you use. Okay, whatever. You tell us. Imagine a world without, and maybe give us the tool that you use, whether it's an iPhone or an iPad or it's something more simple like the telephone. But imagine having or not having that in the future and how you would cope with not having that item in your future, as changes are coming for sure. 800-510-8255. Phil would like to correct us about the barcodes. Apparently, Phil, you work in a supermarket. Is that right?
Yes, sir. If you look at a barcode, the first five numbers identify where it comes from.
The first five numbers?
Mm-hmm.
The first five.
Not the first three, as we were suggesting.
Well, you've got truncated barcodes, like if you get a can of Pepsi, you've got three and then a space and then three more.
Uh-huh.
The first five, I'm looking, I don't know if you're familiar with Kroger.
Yeah.
It's 1110.
That's Kroger's number.
Kroger's number is 1110.
Okay. And then after that?
And then after that is the product.
Right.
I'm looking at a can of dog food right now.
Uh-huh.
11110.
Oh, I see. So it's the last five. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
71547 is dog food for Kroger.
And then where is it? How do you tell? We're looking at the code or the numbers where it's made.
You can't.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think you're falling on an internet thing.
Really?
Oh, you totally checked it out on Snopes.
I did.
35826 is Food Line, which is a southeastern.
Food Line is a food company. It's a like Publix market. It's another market.
It's a grocery. Yeah,
another grocery chain.
So what you're telling us is that every single separate supermarket chain gets their own code on the barcode on the national product.
On a national product.
So okay, my Gatorade, I'm holding in my hands with the 52000, and that 52000 means that I bought it from Harris Teeter.
No, who owns Gatorade?
Coca-Cola. Or
right.
Pepsi.
Look at the bottle of Coke. It'll have that 52000, and the 00 can be truncated to 52 or whatever you said, and then a space, and that's how you get a six-digit barcode.
Okay, so I bought Kleenex at a Kroger store. I bought it at a Ralph's. And mine
right.
is 37, mine's 37000, 34864.
All right, 370 then can be truncated, which means you drop off the two zeros. And that's, I don't know who makes Kleenex. Is it Procter & Gamble?
This is Procter & Gamble, yes.
All right, so 370 is Procter & Gamble. It doesn't tell you where it's made. It tells you what company made or what company is.
So if you divide by two and then multiply by six and then add
Doug,
four, does that mean it was made in China?
Okay. Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with the country of origin.
Isn't it the biggest waste of time
that
we've engaged in?
That is not true.
For a long
I think
time.
It's not a waste of time.
You led us down a horrible path. 20 minutes past the hour. Good day,
Phil. I'm finding
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't. Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top. This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Stephen, good day program with our focus on last night's installment of American Idol, where the show begins with the contestants who have already left the program performing together. Listening to this makes me think back to the days of Up With People. Do you remember that? Anybody else remember Up With People?
No, I told you the other day, I can't stand it when they all sing together because it sounds so
contrived.
Hokey. Yeah, it sounds very Brady Bunchish.
All right, so let's get to the contestants themselves and Jennifer's favorite, Scotty McCreery, performing.
There's a little girl in our neighborhood. Her name is Charlotte Johnson, and she's really living good.
Where's this
well,
song
I
from?
Had to go and see her.
John Anderson's
so
called Swing It. It was my favorite song as a kid.
I walked over to her house, and this was going on. Her brother was on the sofa.
Nobody expected that he'd have a voice like that looking at him. We've all decided he looks like the guy from
Alfred E. Newman.
Anyway, all right, so Stephen and J-Lo thought he was okay, but just okay. But he's not in any danger.
What do you
I like it. I know you do. All right, next up is James Durbin performing. I think he's unnecessary. That's how I would describe him.
Hold on, what is this?
He's got Tourette's and Asperger's, Richie. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You're the one who wears a scarf?
Sometimes.
What is this?
With
the hair spiked?
Yes.
Judges like him.
Huh. Interesting.
All right. Yeah. All right, next, Haley Reinhardt performing. She's somebody that was close to losing last week, right?
Count your blessings to what you're looking for.
Sounds like she's trying too hard.
She's an interesting voice.
Back in kindness, reap just what you sow.
Yeah, I like her voice, not this song so much. But
20 years old from Chicago, Illinois, as Haley Reinhardt on American Idol last night. Jacob Lusk.
If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance.
He looks like the kid that played the president's assistant on West Wing. If I can remember his name, he's not on that psych show on USA. 23 years old. Been singing since he was 20. Thinks music is his connection to something bigger. What do we think about him?
Like a check.
Yeah. Nothing special.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. Casey Abrams.
Wow.
He's the guy with the beard, right? I think he's in his groove.
This is pretty good.
What you are doing, he kissed you Jennifer. You should know better. You never listen to what I say. So she's getting divorced from her husband, marrying him.
He's dating Haley.
All right. So Steven Tyler, one of the judges, swore. I don't know if that's in this clip or not, Richie.
Casey, man, you already are a cult hero. I mean, there's millions of people in America that are really angry because you piss them off.
That's it. Huh? That's not really scary.
You changed.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Changed so many people's
that's
minds.
That's right. He's not going to be in that round next year.
So many people's
Steven
minds.
Tyler, my prediction is will not be there next artist. Year. Farragut Island, the focus on Good Day.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, researchers discovered that the iPhone and 3G iPads track and save everywhere you take the devices. The data is stored in a file that serves no practical application, yet contains information that law enforcement shouldn't even have access to. There's not a huge risk that a hacker will get this information, but it's making many question Apple's motives. In other news, Kindle owners will soon be able to rent e-books from their local public libraries. The Kindle Book Lending platform will retain any highlights and annotations made on borrowed books if the user re-rents or purchases it. The service will roll out later this year and has libraries worried about the physical book market. And finally, Apple posted second quarter profits that were nearly double that of last year. Second quarter net income reached nearly $6 billion, with iPhone sales the strongest in 2 years. Apple stock traded at almost $354. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Talking a little bit about what if, just joining us, we are all over the place here.
No.
As usual. Because we're all like that. Our conversations that we have in our real life are not for today's topic is. No, it's what is it that goes on with all of us? We think, we act, we are, and so I penetrate into that with you as I do. You know, there are interesting things that are going on in the world. We don't have to talk about the fighting in Libya to have an interesting program. Matter of fact, I think that stuff is pretty dull, frankly. And the BP oil thing that a lot of people have been talking about the last day or two. All right, let's get to something that is really at the core of what a lot of people are thinking about as they think about their own reality. And I've asked this question, and sorry I didn't get to you earlier on, but if you have the answer or want to take a shot at this for a swell prize in our quickie quiz, we have about 5 minutes here. Roberta's not here this week, so we're not doing a Queen of Cheap. So before we get to Jennifer's report on television, let's focus on Apple to begin with and how many iPhones you think they have sold in the first quarter of this year. An astounding number in the millions. What do you think the number is? How many Apple iPhones have sold in the first quarter of this year? And as I thought about that and the changing technology and how my own world has changed using some of these tools, including my new iPad, I wondered if you could imagine a world without the iPhone or a world without the iPad or things that are more basic.
Like peanut butter.
Okay. You tell us. Imagine the first thought that comes into your mind. What's the world like without, and you fill in the blank, 800-510-8255, a massage. Oh. How about simple things like the check?
Oh.
As a matter of fact, the British already laying the groundwork to do away with the check by the year 2018 because it costs the financial system billions of dollars a year to process checks.
So doesn't that make you want to write a ton of checks since it costs them so much
makes
money?
That's how I keep my records. I don't want to do it the other way. I ought to have a choice.
One of my good friends, his job, and he makes good money, is a consulting company for the government to help him go paperless.
Yeah.
And that's, they have big contracts with government entities
around
the country.
Well, by doing that, they will put the post office out of business. That's one of the things that will happen. Well, that's part of the government.
If we save $1 billion because of all of the paperwork.
Well, we could save $1 billion by not making dollar bills and using coins. Why is there resistance to that if there's so many hundreds of millions of dollars
at stake? We could save $1 trillion by not making any money and having it all on some digital card
system. I could save a lot of money by not having you there.
You sure could. Couldn't make any money, but you could save a lot, that's for sure.
All right. So what is there that you could imagine there not being in, not too distant? Imagine a world without the newspaper. The generation below Jennifer's doesn't read a newspaper. They simply don't use newspapers. They don't subscribe.
I'm the last of my generation, I think, that does. I love the newspaper.
Nobody. The milkman doesn't exist anymore. The laundryman doesn't exist anymore. The newspaper pretty soon. And if you're online, get ready to pay for it, because that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
My wife reads the newspaper. I do not.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Imagine a world without the book, the physical book that you hold on to. Turn the pages. Never.
This
Kindle
one hit me
thing.
The other day.
Man, not going to have it.
When's the last time you were in a record store?
That's the other thing.
Where
traditional
is
music.
A record store?
Where is a record store?
Mm-hmm.
Best Buy.
Traditional music
is... That's the record store now.
Imagine a world without traditional music.
I used to go to Tower Records and sit there, and this is not too long ago, this is 10 years ago, and just go down to listening stations and just listen to music that I wasn't, you know. And when we go to New Orleans, on Decatur, they have a couple of record stores that just local music stuff. And you can sit there and put on headphones and just listen to music and just roam through the things and read the backs of the records or the CDs. And you can't do that anymore. Yeah. You got to do it all online. And, you know, you can,
you're getting home. It's like a reason to go out was to go buy a new book or go out to...
I enjoy going to the bookstore and spending an hour or two in the bookstore.
Not going to be
able to. Love it. Oh, yeah.
Going away.
Nope,
imagine a world without the landline telephone.
Just heard a report on that this morning. 1 in 4 families have no wired land phone.
Yeah, but yet the quality of the phone I was talking about earlier, my Samsung is so bad, I can't hear. I was talking to somebody last night on the phone. She was in an airport. I was in the car. Couldn't understand a word she was saying, and I couldn't understand her. She couldn't understand me. And I'm convinced it's the quality of the Samsung phone. Clyde in Jasper, Florida. Imagine a world without Clyde. Oh, it's Clyda. Ah, that's why she didn't respond.
Oh, there you go.
There's an A instead of an E. All right, Clyde, are you there? No. Nice job, Rich. Okay, here we go. Let's try. Imagine
the world without cell service.
Well, exactly, or without a voice.
Her answer, though, was pretty interesting. It was imagine a world without toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a stinky world.
Grace, imagine a world without...
Eyesight.
I know, imagine, huh?
Oh.
Oof, that's really something that you wouldn't want to
We're
deal
lucky
with.
That we get to see.
We are very lucky. Yeah, that's something to think about, Grace. Thank you. All right, so these are all exercises, mind exercises. I think that this is worth, well, I'll just spend a little more time on that maybe in a bit. It's food for thought. I planted the idea in your mind. You think about it as you're driving to work or to school, getting up, doing your chores, your whatever it is that you have to do as you're going through your routine. Maybe you're exercising. Think about something in your world that will not be there, and you know it's not going to be there. We mentioned a few of them. There are many others. Meanwhile, back at the 2020 News Quiz, the question is, how many Apple iPhones have been sold so far this year? Here's Roger in Virginia. Hi, Roger. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What do you think the number is?
21 million.
21 million is close. That's a little high, but pretty close. You're off by just a little bit, but I said to the nearest millionth, million, so I think I'll see if somebody else gets closer than you, but at least you've set the bar. It's not 21 million. It's a number under that, and it's fairly close to that. All right, sir? Thanks. By the way, as we're going through this exercise, can you imagine a world without something that's really important to you now?
Electricity.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Air conditioning.
170 years ago, there wasn't any.
We don't even think about electricity. A world without electricity. No. We just take it for granted.
And air conditioning has only been around since World War II, really.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But air conditioning, can you imagine? Oh, during the summer?
Yeah. Awful.
Or heat.
All right, Roger. Thank
matter.
You. Appreciate your call. Chuck, imagine a world without
radio.
Well,
that's no kind of world at all.
You know, but the thing is, when it comes to traditional radio, it will exist and has survived through many onslaughts, challenges, if you will. But people are using it differently. This program will always be available on the radio, but the downloading of it, the using video as well as audio, all of that stuff enhances podcasts. People will be able to use a program like this or any program that is doing on the radio now, and they can even now download it and use it and listen to it when they want to, rather than having to be a slave to the clock. And if you don't hear it now, you don't hear it at all.
I spend big money on cable TV every month, and every morning I don't turn the TV on. I turn on the radio and I listen to you guys.
Thank you.
We love you for that.
Yeah, that's very sweet. Yeah. Yeah.
You touched a nerve with me on the newspaper thing. I worked for newspapers for 15 years, and I'm fixing to retire from federal law enforcement, and I was thinking about going back to newspapers, and there's no jobs available.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there's no future there right
going
now.
Going away. Don't do it.
Think about another career path.
Yeah, you might want to start your own newspaper or something. Yeah. That's probably an online newspaper.
Right.
That's the
idea. I'll just muck off the federal tax dollars and collect retirement.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. You're a real pal. All right. Good luck, sir. 800-510-8255. As always, if I don't come up with the right number, I'll tell you what the number is, the number of Apple iPhones that have been sold. In a few moments, however, we turn to television and a review of Same over the past 24 hours and what's coming up tonight and what some of the stories are about shows that you like. Jennifer has all that on Good Day. It's 17 before the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
It's springtime and the weather is getting warmer. Now is a perfect time to think about springing into good health with high-quality vitamins and supplements. Registered dietitian and NatureMade spokesperson Chris Rosenblum explains.
Dietitians agree that people have nutritional gaps in their diet. Vitamins and supplements are a good way to bridge these gaps, but it's important to seek high-quality brands that meet the highest standards of purity and potency. I always tell consumers to look for national brands like NatureMade that are rigorously tested and verified by third-party public health organizations such as the United States Pharmacopeia, which sets criteria for supplement quality standards. This spring, try NatureMade Super B Complex with a combination of essential B vitamins that work together with food to help produce energy and keep you active. In addition, taking a daily multivitamin like NatureMade Multicomplete can help fill nutrient gaps and keep you healthy so you can make the most of the warmer weather.
For more information about quality vitamins and supplements and to take a vitamin assessment, visit NatureMade.com. This is John Hedlund reporting.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, let's see what's going on in the world of television.
Yes, let's.
Yesterday on The View, the ladies were talking about the air traffic controllers' problems, and they had fun with it, as we hear here.
Well, you're supposed to get residuals anyway.
That's nice, Rich. Rich, could you pay attention to what we're doing? Forget the television that you're watching there.
No.
I said 2003.
That was
what I said.
No, I'm sorry. No. 2103.
Right. Yeah.
Duh. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. This is beginning to annoy me.
Yeah, and here we go. Da-da.
Yeah.
It would help if I had a 2003.
Okay. All right. Okay. Meanwhile, let's see here. What else have we got, Jennifer, in the world of television that people would be interested?
So much fun stuff. So there's this new show called The Voice, you know, hosted by Carson Daly with Christina Aguilera, CeeLo Green, Adam Levine, and Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
You know that one? Kind of like American Idol?
Mm-hmm. They're advertising it like crazy.
They are. It's well, like if you can't wait till it premieres on April 26th at 9 p.m., by the way, on NBC, you can get a 12-minute sneak peek tonight of the big singing competition. So tune in. It's at 11:35, right before The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and you can get your 12-minute fix of the show. The big news today in TV is that Ricki Lake is coming back to daytime. It's kind of a fun thing. She used to have that talk show for, what, 20 years she was on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Now she's coming back with 20th Century Fox. And she's going to be talking about weight loss, well-being, marriage, parenting, family, all that good stuff that we like to talk about.
You?
I do.
Good
that's
for
what
you.
Girls like to talk
I
about.
I know it is. Yes,
not
that's
iPhones.
Very important. Yes.
I know that that's weird to you.
No, it isn't. I mean, I like to talk about that stuff, too, as most of the things that are here, we try to be non-combative. And,
right.
Yeah, that's... So anyway, I'm annoyed. I am like really annoyed at the moment, so I'm going to let you just talk for a minute so I let the steam come out of my ears.
Okay, I like this game.
Okay.
All
me
right,
too.
Andy Samberg, big comedian, Saturday Night Live head honcho. He has a brand new item to put on his resume. He is the chief shark officer, the CSO, for Discovery Channel's 24th annual Summer Shark Week. That'll be coming up this summer on the Discovery Channel. Also, the Big Dallas show is coming back to TNT. They're really doing a good job. They're bringing in a new cast, but they're also bringing back some of your old favorites. And a couple of new announcements today. Charlene Tilton is coming back as Lucy Ewing, who is JR's niece. And Steve Canale is back as Ray Krebs.
When is this going to happen?
This is, I believe it's going to premiere during the summer. It's on TNT. The dates haven't been announced, but Larry Hagman, Patrick Duffy, and Linda Gray are already in the pilot.
Uh-huh. This fellow... Interesting. This is the time of year when there are contract renewals.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty interesting that the fellow who is on, and I'm trying to find his name, and I can't put my finger on it at the moment, one of the major characters in The Good Wife has signed a 3-year contract.
That's Alan Cumming. Yeah, that's a big story.
Yeah.
3 years, and the show hasn't been renewed yet.
Well, I mean, if they give a 3-year contract, they must figure there's 3 years in it.
It'll come back for sure.
All right.
There's a new reality show, too, coming out, Doug. It's a foodie reality series for VH1. It's called Famous Food, and it's going to take 7, quote-unquote, celebrities that are going to have the opportunity to launch a West Hollywood restaurant. So you ready for the celebrities?
Mm-hmm.
Heidi Montag?
Yeah.
Not a celebrity. Danielle Staub from The
Not
Housewives.
Not a celebrity.
No. Jake Pavelka from The Bachelor.
Not a celebrity.
DJ Pauly D.
Nope.
Juicy J.
Nope.
I don't even know who that is.
No.
Ashley Dupree.
No.
Vincent Pastore. We like him.
We do? Why? Who is
Vincent Pastore.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. No. So,
Demi Lovato's quitting the Disney Channel program, Sunny with a Chance.
But they really even watch this stuff. It's kind of like the Oprah Winfrey Network. I haven't seen any one program.
You
hear all of the hoopla about it, and there's the story today about they've renewed 4 series like Ask Oprah's All-Stars and In the Bedroom with Dr. Laura Berman.
Well,
and,
they're in upfronts right now. All the cable channels are doing
it. But nobody's
upfront.
Watching it. Who cares?
They get an average. Their big hits get about 1.7 million viewers. That's a big hit for the Oprah Winfrey Channel.
Yeah. Simon Cowell, amount of money he makes...
A lot.
$208,000 a day.
Wow.
I think $2.80 a day.
$2,008 a day. It's like a baseball player, isn't it? How much do baseball players make per game? All right, 51 past the hour. Jennifer's done a fine job updating you on some of the things that are of import when it comes to the boob tube. 51 past the hour.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. You really are nasty when you want to be nasty.
I can be, yeah.
53, yeah. You should look
I can
at
be, yeah.
And it's funny, too.
53 past the hour. All right, so Tom Kreitler, who's the home improvement expert, the host of the, I was going to say the Good Day, but that's, yeah, that isn't your gig, although you could probably, you could do this.
I think I'd step in for you now and again on a weekend or two.
Matter of fact, yeah. Anyway, so Tom hosts the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, most popular program of its type, and he's everywhere on AOL. You can read his columns. He's on the big house there, or what do they call it? The old house. This old house, as opposed to this big house, which is where maybe he does belong,
but
we don't want him to go to jail. All right, so anyway, what we do is focus here. You know what? I have lost. The rest of this day is going to be either wonderful or it's going to be awful. I'm in one of those places right now, and the day so far has not been exactly the best day that I've ever had on the radio.
Okay.
Although most people listening will probably not notice that.
Let's change it now.
Let's change it. Yes,
there's always an opportunity to turn anything around. Man up, cowboy.
All right, here we go. The first letter that came is from David, who writes. He asks, how can I adjust the temperature on a single-handled shower faucet? You dumb...
don't call him dumb.
Well, now he's attacking the listeners.
The temperature is now 105.
You know how you can recognize this guy? He's the one with the red face.
The one with the skin burns. Right, exactly. Anyway, especially if that 105-degree temperature hits your pee-pee.
That's really...
Wow.
Gonna hurt.
All right, let's turn it around.
Why don't you go rinse out
your nut bowl and wholesome safety advice here.
Tom and I will chat about it.
Rich is gonna turn off your mic right now.
Yeah.
You know, David, you can adjust the temperature, and the place to start is at the water heater itself.
We actually have live audio of him in his shower, Tom. Did you know that?
Oh, is that right?
It's breaking news. Hold on, here it is. Let's go to the studio.
Boy, David has a high voice.
Breaking eardrums more than breaking news.
Well, you adjust the temperature at the water heater itself. first. So you want to make
the question again, this guy.
Well, so he's got a water. His water temperature is too hot. He thinks he can adjust it just at the shower handle, and you can. There's a stop in there, but you take the handle off, and if you look behind the handle, you'll see that there's like a gear with stops.
What happened to mixing cold water and hot water at the faucet?
Well, that's a there's a thought too. But you can.
Well,
stop
he's looking to get more hot water. He can't get enough hot water.
Well, he's got 105 degrees burning his pee-pee.
He apparently gets plenty of hot water.
Yeah.
You can adjust how far you go towards hot with the stops and the faucet handle itself. But generally, what you want to do is control the temperature of the water heater, because why overheat the water? Remember, most water heaters
waste a lot of electricity or energy.
Yeah, because they're dumb. They're just going to heat it up to that temperature over and over and over again, whether you're using it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So set it down and, you know, get it down below, get around 100 degrees. You know, 105 is probably too hot.
Right. I remember, well, most of, I have to set, for example, in the milking barn, we have to set the temperature at max because we need 180 degrees to wash the equipment.
Right.
But in your home, as Tom was just pointing out, why would you have it over even 100 degrees? You get scalded with 100 degrees. Right. 95 is probably okay. If you can mix a little cold water with it, it's okay. But with a single-handle shower faucet, what confuses me seriously about this is that those things are adjusted. I took a shower in a shower stall yesterday, they had a single-handle thing. You just do that.
And you just adjust
along
it at the faucet itself.
Right.
Right.
Okay. John is thinking about installing an in-ground pool. However, he lives on the ninth floor of an apartment building. So how does he – what does he do? This is the time everybody's thinking about putting in pools. What's the deal?
Well, what he wants to know is whether or not you're going to get your money back when it comes time to sell. And that is a very, very regional question, John.
Yeah.
If you live down in Florida, you're pretty much expected to have a pool. But up in the Northeast, you know, where I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, half the time when I inspected homes that had pools, the question was, how do I maintain it? Mm-hmm. How do I improve it? The other half
how
of
much
people,
does it cost to maintain?
Yeah, the other half, though, is how do I get rid of it? How do I fill it in? I don't want it. So it definitely can have a negative effect if you are in certain parts of the country because it's not as popular as it might be in the South. So John here is writing us from New Jersey. So my answer to you, John, is if you're going to put it in, you better make sure there's plenty of years ahead of you in that house so that you really enjoy it, because you very well may not get your money out when it comes time to sell.
Yeah, it isn't like you – although you see oftentimes when you see the advertisements for houses for sale, in-ground pool or something like that, that certainly has value to a point, more than an above-ground pool, for example, which is basically you buy it, you use it. And
that's basically you're going to get my junk with my house.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'm not taking it
And
down.
I'm not cleaning out the closets in the barn either. Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit radio show. Check it out. Go to Tom's picture. Click on through to the Money Pit at DougStephan.com.